Namaste. I'm Hélène Mouton, founder of Hélène Mouton TV Club. Welcome to the fifth dimension with your podcast and newsletter, 5D Metamorphoses. I'm Hélène Mouton, mindfulness teacher, spiritual guide, and finally, guided meditation and sound therapy artist, specializing in emotional release. To find out more, links are in the description below, or you can visit hélènemoutontv.com. I'm going to spell that for you. hélènemoutontv.com. The monthly podcast is made to draw awareness to the public, those who are ready to deepen spiritual and personal insights and bridge our human and spiritual nature. Today, our podcast is called Can Spiritual Practices Really Heal You? Today, we will be talking about the spiritual and personal development practices that we do sometimes, such as meditation, yoga, reading spiritual books, participating in retreats. Why? Simply because a lot of people feel that they are not moving forward. They feel stuck in their progression and are asking themselves questions. Today we are opening the dialogue to better understand what's going on underneath these practices, what we expect from them, and what we should rather understand and do to move forward. Spiritual practices are tools. They allow us to focus our attention on the transformative work we seek. This means that they cannot do the active work for us. In other words, practicing meditation, for example, helps us to better understand our nature and the nature of the monkey mind. But it cannot do the action for us. When we become sensitive to a teaching, it is not enough to know it. It is still necessary to put it into practice in order to integrate it. Indeed, practicing yoga twice a week between 4 and 6 o'clock is not enough. We must become an embody what we have learned in our daily lives and until the end of our lives. Otherwise, we just lose our awareness. What do I mean by losing our awareness? Our brains have a robotic tendency. They function in autopilot, which is certainly very useful. But it can also limit ourselves. Our brain is a great recording machine. It includes all our experiences, good or traumatic. Everything we have been told since we were born. Even the ridiculous, nasty, threatening things are there, stored in our subconscious, which comprises our memories, and in our unconscious, like all our programs, fear, lack of confidence, anger, and so on. Those programs, which then play out in our lives and influence them without us knowing it, lead us in spite of ourselves to a life which we have not consciously chosen. How? Our normal or natural state is to have a monkey or wild mind, to be negative, to say no first, to react all day long to the same programs that are played out in the background without our awareness of it. Free will is not possible when we are not aware of what makes us go in this or that direction. We have the impression that we are deciding, but this is not the case. Some practices aim at remembering those things that we have run away from. But this has no point other than to bring back suffering. Analyzing one's past and that of one's ancestors can bring out difficult discoveries. Are we prepared to that? We have so many programs buried in ourselves that we don't remember. We just know we have them and that we need to change something in our lives and try to find out exactly, quote unquote, what is wrong with us. In order to reduce the intensity of these programs, it is necessary to train every day of our lives to reduce their grip. By the way, everything is okay with you. We all have worries and challenges, but everything is okay with all of us. Yoga, books, retreats, or even what I say, help to raise awareness. But they are tools that cannot replace action and realization. Our lives must become a spiritual practice. Yes, meditate. Yes, do yoga. Yes, go to conferences and retreats, because it supports our quest. And there's nothing like to be in the same energy field. But no, it is not a magic pill that we can take. If the rest of the time we live the same way, make the same mistakes, react the same way with those around us. Neither will it be useful to lock ourselves in a cave to avoid people and the world, simply because when you come out of it, the world is still there. But you will not have learned not to react in front of everything and all the people that trigger your emotional reactions, like anger, impatience, hatred. The world, the people, the situations, you will never be able to change them one by one. You would die of burnout before. Society has created these identities that stick to us. Only you can change by changing your perception of your reality day after day. If someone makes you angry, whether they are right or wrong, in your opinion, you have two choices. React with anger as usual, or not react at all and stay calm and peaceful. For your sake and the one of all. After all, it's their problem if they don't like you. The ego doesn't accept to be wronged. But the consciousness, which you are underneath, has no ego. Living mindfully or driven by the ego is the choice of every minute of one's life. A spiritual practice will not make you do the work of colliding with life and learning from it to grow from your own good and the good of all. Our bad attitude and temper have a negative impact on others, which in turn have a negative impact on those around them, and so on, spreading like a disease or virus. There is no pill or miracle practice. Only the mastery of our ego and the will to change ourselves by practicing not to react to everything we react to will help us evolve and heal and be calm, stable, and happy. I propose that we transform our lives into a spiritual practice 24 hours a day, so that we can finally evolve. In the meantime, continue practicing yoga, meditation, and other modalities, but remember that on top, you must do the real work of transformation. You can start with me today with this intention that you can repeat all day long, every day. I don't define myself through the identities created by society. I don't define myself through the identities created by society. Thank you. Namaste. Five D Metamorphosis. To find out more, links are in the description below, or you can visit ellenmoutontv.com.